I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 20th. The Quincy City Council will hold a special meeting on Monday night to discuss the proposal to borrow over $2.6 million to purchase new protective gear for firefighters. The Finance Committee will meet first at 6 p.m. at City Hall to continue a meeting that began this past Monday night. The Council will then go into executive session to discuss the city's litigation regarding the current firefighter gear, and then reconvene in open session. The special City Council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. with an open forum, and then more discussion regarding the appropriation request for the new firefighter turnout gear. The administration is seeking the funding to purchase the new gear for the city's 281 firefighters that comply with the new National Fire Protection Association codes regarding the amount of PFAS chemicals in the gear. That new code took effect this past Wednesday, and the Firefighters Union says it has found a manufacturer that makes gear that complies with the new code. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'll be going to the City Council in about a month to seek funding to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property. Koch says the city is close to finalizing a deal with the former school to purchase the 20-acre site. Koch says he's working on some creative funding to purchase the property that may not come from the general fund. He also says he expects some new revenue to be generated from the property that has never paid property taxes while it was a school for over 100 years. 382 people attended a community meeting on Wednesday night at Central Middle School to share their ideas for the future of that property. Proposals included keeping it open space, creating a park, or developing some 55 and older housing. Koch says all of the ideas will be combined in a report that will be made public in about a week, and comments are still being accepted. You can go to quincyma.gov/ENC or email encfeedback@quincyma.gov through March 27th. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office has identified that man who was shot and killed by police at Webb State Park in Weymouth on Wednesday afternoon. The victim's been identified as 25-year-old Sean Barry of Weymouth. According to the DA's office, police shot a man who had a knife. The DA says the man was in distress when officers arrived. The shooting led to a bigger response. Authorities are still investigating the situation. The district attorney said an officer tried to save the man, administering first aid before he was taken to South Shore Hospital, where he later died. Governor Healey confirming yesterday that the new Red Line train shells that were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection are now being released. MBTA officials pressed federal authorities to release the new Red Line train shells that remain held amid a customs review, according to agency leaders who reported during a board meeting in February. But Transportation Secretary and MBTA General Manager Phil Eng told board members that the agency has been in robust discussions with U.S. Customs and Border Protection about the delayed deliveries, which involve documentation requests tied to the Forced Labor Prevention Act. The train shells are part of the MBTA's long-running contract with CRRC to build new Red Line cars in Springfield. Eng said the agency remains committed both to replacing the aging Red Line fleet and is supporting the local manufacturing workforce. A man was arrested yesterday after allegedly recording people inside a public restroom at a library in Cohasset. 63-year-old Thomas Campbell of Marshfield was charged with video recording individuals in a state of nudity without their knowledge or consent and illegal wiretapping. He was held on $2,500 cash bail and arraigned in Quincy District Court later today. According to Cohasset Police, the investigation began after staff members at the Paul Pratt Public Library found a recording device inside a unisex bathroom. Detectives conducted a forensic analysis on the device and found it contained video and audio recordings of people using the restroom without their knowledge. Police said at least one adult victim has been identified and notified. Detectives are working to identify additional victims. According to investigators, Campbell was identified as a suspect after reviewing digital forensic evidence and surveillance video. Police departments across New England are warning drivers of parking ticket scams. The Boston police issued an alert last week about fake parking violation notices that appear to be from the Boston Municipal Court. They read, "Notice of hearing parking violation," and often prompt victims to scan a QR code for payment. They may also include a case number, a judge name and signature, hearing date, and a Massachusetts state seal. Police urged residents not to fall for the scam. If you're unsure if you have an outstanding violation, you can check on the City of Boston's official parking page, but never scan a QR code if you're not sure of the source. And the issue is not limited to Boston. Other communities, including Braintree, Sharon, Walpole, Medford, and Newton, have all posted notices about parking ticket scams, sometimes received via text message. The issue also extends across state lines into New Hampshire and Rhode Island. Drivers are reminded that courts and police departments will never issue parking violations demanding immediate payments. Well, a day after hundreds of people came to Beacon Hill to urge lawmakers to advance major immigration protection legislation, a committee opened voting on the measure that would block local law enforcement officials from cooperating with federal agents. The Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security yesterday opened a poll for House members into the redrafted PROTECT Act. The poll closes this afternoon. According to a memo shared by House Speaker Ron Mariano, the panel yesterday held a hearing on the bill, which also received enthusiastic support from attendees at the annual Immigrants Day event hosted by the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. Mariano has said his chamber will tackle pragmatic solutions this spring as fears mount over arrests and deportations carried out by federal immigration and customs enforcement agents. Representative Andy Vargas, the chair of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, filed the PROTECT Act in late January. The redraft slightly modifies the restrictions on how law enforcement officers here could interact with federal authorities. It stipulates that local and state officials cannot initiate contact with federal agents to share non-public personal information or provide advance notice of a person's release unless said release is in connection with the satisfaction of an imposed sentence. The redraft also blocks the creation of or renewal of agreements that permit local officials to carry out the duties of federal immigration agents. Immigrant rights advocates say ICE is targeting people who do not have criminal backgrounds, but ICE says its agents have arrested individuals convicted of serious crimes. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Revolutionary History and Cultural Heritage at Squaw Rock, Saturday at 2 p.m. Participants will walk a 1 to 2 mile area and hear from Bob Damon, the city's Director of Historic and Heritage Resources, and David Robinson, Director and Chief Archaeologist for the Massachusetts Board of Underwater and Archaeological Resources. To register, you can email Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra will present their family concerts featuring a performance of Peter and the Wolf Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at Central Middle School. An instrument petting zoo will be held from 1:30 to 2:15, and admission is free. A check of business news, and stocks tumbled again yesterday. The Dow sank 203 points. The Nasdaq dropped 61. The S&P fell 18. Asian shares are down. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil has now soared to over $108 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Jets 6-1. They'll be in Detroit tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Celtics are in Memphis against the Grizzlies tonight at 8 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today: cloudy and windy, but mild with a high of 51. For tonight, maybe a spot shower, a low of 35. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 50. Rain on Sunday, mainly in the afternoon, with a high around 49. And rain, maybe some snowflakes mixed in on Monday, the high of 42. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, winds west at 5 to 10, becoming southerly 15 to 20 and gusting to 30 knots. High tide 109 this afternoon. Sunrise 6:47, sets at 6:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 20th.